From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A surprise from the Eurozone's fourth largest economy, Spain has finally emerged from recession. And among the investors taking a chance on Spain's shaky recovery is Microsoft founder Bill Gates. From Madrid, Lauren Freyer reports.
About a month ago, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy started slipping into his speeches the idea that Spain's recession was over. That was news to many Spaniards, millions of whom are out of work. Twitter exploded into satire when the head of Spain's biggest bank, Santander, went as far as to say that Spain's economy is fantastic.
Todo el mundo tiene interés en invertir en España.
Money is pouring in from everywhere, Banco Santander CEO Emilio Botín exclaimed in New York last week. The Spanish Twitterati branded him as supremely out of touch. The average Spanish family does not feel money pouring in. Their wages are falling as taxes go up. But it seems Rajoy and the bankers were on to something. The Bank of Spain announced today that the Spanish economy grew 0.1% in the third quarter. That's tiny, but significant. It marks an end to the longest economic slump in Spain's democratic history.
Las exportaciones, junto al turismo,
exports and tourism have been the main engines of our economy, Rajoy said today in a sort of victory speech. We're out of recession, starting a slow and gradual recovery. Among those betting on Spain's recovery, Microsoft founder Bill Gates. This week he invested more than $150 million in a Spanish construction company, Fomento de Construcciones y Contratas, FCC, the very industry that torpedoed Spain's economy.
This has two readings, of course.
Economist Gail Allard from the IE Business School.
This is the one most of Spain is taking. We are on our way out of this, and Bill Gates sees it, and that's why he's here.
But there's a negative reading, too.
Spanish construction companies have fallen in value so much that this is a bargain basement purchase.
The recession may technically be over, says economist Juan José Toribio at Spain's IESE Business School.
But it doesn't mean that we are overcoming the crisis at all, because after all, it's only a 0.1% increase. That's not enough to create the jobs that Spain needs to create.
Unemployment here is at 26% and double that for youth. New third quarter figures come out tomorrow, but the public isn't likely to feel this recovery for months at least. And as night fell over Madrid, students took to the streets protesting the latest budget cuts to public education. And teachers go on strike tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.